You know, as you read the Word of God, there's certain words, you know, we can go to certain places in the Bible, and there's going to be certain verses that as soon as you start to hear even the first few words, you're familiar with it. And you've heard it, you can probably repeat it. You can probably repeat it in maybe a couple different versions of the Bible because you're just very familiar with it. And it's great to have that word that is just that familiar with us. One of the things, though, that we tend to do is when we hear a Word of God or a word becomes so familiar to us, we just remember what we've learned of that word. I remember that I used to have Bibles. I probably have like 5 different Bibles that I carry with me, depending upon which version I'm just using or utilizing. And I used to have, in fact, when the first missions trip I ever went on was to Romania, and this was back in 1989. And I had a Bible that I used to write lots of notes in the margins of my Bible. And I still will do that some. But I find now that the things that I want to say are far greater than what the little margins that they provide for you can actually hold. But I used to have notes written along the margins, any kind of white space. The oldest Bible that I have, if you look at it, every page is going to have notes and pretty much all the white space is covered. It's just a mishmash of my notes, you know, based on just things that the Holy Spirit showed me or things I'd learned. And boy, I counted on that Bible. And I actually remember having dreams of fear because I would lose my Bible. Because I knew if I lost my Bible, all of those notes that I had written in that Bible would be lost to me. And that was terrifying to me. And I took that Bible. I took good care of that Bible. Well, as much as you can. The more you use the Bible, the more it breaks down. But I made sure there was never a chance. My Bible, if I set it down, I knew exactly where I set it down. And I didn't leave it down for long because I never wanted to walk away and forget my Bible because I was so worried about losing my Bible and losing what I consider to be all those great nuggets of truth that the Holy Spirit had shared with me. And they were. They were great nuggets. But this is the mistake that I would then make, or this is the limitations that I put on myself because I relied upon those notes. Anytime that if I was working on a message or if somebody asked me about a verse and because they wanted explanation on a verse or they had a question about the verse, I'd open up that Bible and I'd look and I'd see what notes I'd written there to remind myself what I'd learned before. And that's good to have those notes. But my first thing was always to go to that verse and then look and see what I wrote about it. What I should have been doing is just going to that verse and letting the Holy Spirit speak to me about that verse. Because the notes that I had written may or may not have been applicable to what that person was going through in their life when they asked me for help in understanding that Bible verse. See, the truth of the matter is, this is the Word. When the Bible says it's living and active, that is true. There are so many depths, there's so much layers, there's so much depth of truth in this Word. And I limited myself by having one, maybe there might be 2 notes that I have towards a verse that I've written down on my Bible. And then I started getting the habit of putting, you know, notes on pieces of paper and stuffing them. I still do that. And stuffing them on my Bible. So if you look at any Bible I have, within months, the binders of my Bible are basically already ruined because I've got so many papers stuffed in there. But I might have 1, maybe 2 notes on each verse. And because I only go and look at those notes, I'm limiting myself to what I've already learned, as opposed to being open. Now, that's not to in any way devalue what I've already learned. I love, and I try to document anything that's important. I try to document it somewhere. But I don't want to only live in that nugget. I don't want to live just with that truth and no other truths. I want the Word to continue to speak life to me, and I want to understand the greater depth. I want to be able to look at a verse and have that verse speak to me today. I want the Holy Spirit to speak to me in that verse today. There's a lot of times when I sit here behind this microphone that I'll have something prepared to share with you. And even as I'm sharing it, and I read the Word, and I'm looking at the Word, and I'm reading the Word as I'm reading it to you. And so many times the Holy Spirit shows me something different that I wasn't prepared for. It's just the Holy Spirit showed it to me to share. And many times I'll go off on different areas than I had originally planned. Because there's depth of knowledge of the Word. And if we have the expectation for the Word to always be alive and always be active and to speak to me today, I can look at a verse and it spoke to me one way 2 years ago. And I look at it today, my situation, my circumstances are different. My mental place is different. My emotions are different than they were 2 years ago. And so I'll read it and the Holy Spirit will speak to me something a little bit different, a fuller truth, a different truth, still truth, but a different truth that applies to where I'm at right then. So we can oftentimes look at the Word of God and we get to the place where we kind of limit ourselves because we want to respect the truth that Jesus shares with us. The very first message I shared at the start of this year at church, the first message I shared this year, the very first Sunday of the new year, was talking about why it's important to write things down and to put it in writing. And putting in writing the things, it shows a respect for the Holy Spirit when you put in writing, when you document and put in writing the things that He shares with you. And sometimes I'll go back and I'll refer to those things. And those things are helpful to me. But I don't live on the notes. I live on the Word. I don't live on the notes that the Holy Spirit gave me. I value them, but I live on the Word. And I want the Word to speak to me each and every time that I read it. And so when I had that Bible that I had all those notes written in, I was terrified of losing that Bible because I thought I'd lose all this truth. You know what the reality is? I still have that Bible. I can tell you right where it's at in my house. Now, I told you there's like five. If you go right now, if you go in my car, including the Bible I have here in front of me, there are in my car one, two, three, four five Bibles. Five Bibles in my car right now. Again, just because I use different versions for different things. I know that sounds funny, but that's just the way that it is. So I can tell you there's five Bibles in my car right now. That Bible that I relied on so heavily, that Bible that I was so terrified of losing, so afraid of losing that I actually had bad dreams about possibly losing that Bible. I know where that Bible's at. I don't think I've opened that Bible in years. It's filled with truth. And the few times that I have gone back and looked at it, I look at the notes and it's like, oh, those are good. But you know what? I haven't truly looked at that Bible in years. Here's the thing. We should open up the Bible and have an expectation that it's always going to bring new reality, new truth to us. I don't want to get locked in on just the things that I learned before. I always want to learn more. One of the great verses in the Bible, and this is where I started to go with this, is in Psalm 119, verse 105. Very familiar. As soon as I start to hear this, you're going to be able to probably fill in the rest of the verse. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light to my path." Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's Psalm 119, 105. Probably all of us have heard that verse multiple times. And all of us have heard that verse from many different versions, although they're all pretty much the same on that verse. And probably there's been things that you've been taught by various teachers on that word, things that stick with you. And remember those things. Those things are valuable. But here's the point I want to make. When I say, your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Now, if I ask you to comment on that, I'm going to say a great majority of you have probably heard teachings on, and this is true, have probably heard teachings on, well, see, the word is a light. It's a light that illuminates. But if you're carrying a lamp, the lamp with the lamp, you can't see 100 yards ahead. You can only see a few footsteps ahead. And so, you know, the word is a lamp unto our feet. And so it lights just the few feet in front of us. And all we have to do is walk those few feet. And then as you're walking, you'll see the feet in front. You'll see the next couple feet in front of you. The lamps always illuminate a little bit in front of you. But you can't prepare for what's 100 yards away. The word just shows you what's in front of you so you can keep on moving forward. And that's true. There is a truth to that. And if I quoted that verse, and probably many of you have had teaching on that I just shared, that's all very true. But if somebody tells you, hey, what does this verse mean to you? Thy word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto my path. Instead of just going to what you've already been taught, build upon that. But let the Holy Spirit show you even more truths. Let Him show you other things, additional truths, deeper truths, truths that apply to where you're at right now, this moment. And your needs today are probably different than your needs were on the day that you first heard that verse, or the day that someone taught you on that verse, or the day you heard that same teaching on that verse for probably, you know, the 13th time in your life that you heard that. And again, it's a great truth. It's a great illustration. But we can go deeper. And this is where we also need to see that let the Word teach you the Word. So the Word of God is a lamp. It's a light unto my path, so it lights up my path. So we can say that a lamp will only show you a few feet, only a few feet in front of you. But you know what? There's another truth that goes along with that and adds to it. And that's something I'm going to share with you tomorrow. We're going to look at that tomorrow. It's from the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, and we'll look at that. But here's what I want you to think about today. There's many verses that are familiar with you, that you're very comfortable with. And always take comfort. Receive that comfort that you have from those words. But don't lock yourself into only knowing what you already know from that verse. Always have an expectation that the Holy Spirit is going to teach you and show you something more. He's going to add another layer to your knowledge and your understanding of that. And he's going to add a truth that is a truth that is applicable to your life right now today. Because when you heard Psalm 119, 105 the first time, your needs, your emotions, everything was different then. As you read it today, your needs are different. Be open to, don't be locked in to just what you've already been taught. Appreciate, document, keep those things, keep it in your heart. But don't limit yourself just to that knowledge and that understanding. Always have an expectation that the Word, because the Word is living and active, always have an expectation that He's going to have something relevant for you, for that day, for today in your life.